Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Craig Peters back in the studio, and his Uber driver came in too. Nick Allen. Nick Allen. Funnybone Omaha.com to see Craig and Tammy Pescatelli. That starts tomorrow night. You got a gig, Nick?
Yeah, I'll be at the Backline in downtown Omaha Saturday night.
Saturday night. Okay, check out Nick there. Are you happy you lost your quarterback?
It was expected.
Oh, it was expected. Okay, got it.
Yeah. I'm excited to see what the new kid can do.
Well, he can't do
anything. Oh, yeah. All Chief fans wanted that guy, Aaron.
I don't know why. I think Smith's a good quarterback, too.
Well, because he's not Alex Smith.
Yeah, but Smith was good.
I know, but they had it in for him.
I know. I don't get it either.
I think they just kind of felt that they'd seen the best that Alex Smith had to offer.
Yeah, the Redskins. I don't know.
Who knows?
We did.
People have been wrong about that.
And it was like the inevitable happened with Alex Smith.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
got close enough, and it's heartbreak, heartbreak.
You could get not close again next year. Wouldn't make the same difference, right? Exactly.
And they're never good. I've come to terms with them never winning.
That's why you got your Royals hat on this morning.
Yeah.
Speaking of not winning.
Yeah.
Seasons have changed.
And they're here with us this morning. Todd Glass is going to phone the program here shortly. Got a Netflix special out.
Do you get that clip up?
Yeah. It's labeled Todd Glass, right?
Yes.
And today's date?
Cryptic.
Got it. We got that unspoken stuff going on.
No, because you just spoke about it. So it's no longer unspoken.
That was the joke.
I don't think you know what that means.
I don't know what that means, right?
Yeah.
Let's not muddy the water with details.
2018-129, right? It's supper day, right? Okay, got it.
No, today's the 31st.
That's right. Oh, and this ain't just the bit?
I put it in on Monday, yes.
Okay, good.
So that's...
See, now you messed me up there.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You shouldn't.
That unspoken stuff sucks.
Getting ahead of yourself.
That's Craig?
That's not what this show does. It's Bobby Moynihan's birthday today.
Love Bobby Moynihan. Did that show come out yet?
Yeah, and it died.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I never even watched it.
No one did.
How long
apparently.
Was it on?
One, two episodes?
It might have gotten like half a season, but I did see that it's already been canceled.
I didn't understand the premise, the fact that Bobby Moynihan and John Larroquette don't look anything alike. And apparently if you get older, you get taller and thinner, which I didn't know existed.
Oh, pulled from the schedule after six low-rated episodes.
Was it six?
Leaving seven
on air. And guess who called the show to pimp that with us? Bobby Moynihan.
Well, no, technically, he called to pimp Nut Job 2.
Yeah. Oh, he did?
Me, myself, and I was still coming out later.
Got it.
After that. Yeah, six episodes.
Right.
Ouch.
My kid just watched Nut Job 2.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is it good?
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
Yeah, good for you.
He got that from the red box and went to the front room. I was like, how was it?
Not ironic at all. They called the movie Nut Job.
Well, you didn't see Nut Job 1, so Nut Job 2 wouldn't have made any sense.
I would
to
have
you.
Been lost.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
Like, why is this nut in this scene?
Yeah. The whole time. These peanuts talk?
And where'd that nut come from? I always say that.
Comparisons to The Godfather, inevitable.
No, inevitable.
Inevitable.
Yeah. A lot of people say that Nut Job 2 is better, though.
I think, yeah. But, you know.
Were they playing a third?
Third one's
I don't know.
Suck.
And I think you're wrong about Nut Job. I believe that was Transylvania that you were thinking of, that the second or third one was better than the first.
Actually, I was talking about Godfather.
And they weren't better than the first. They were, at best, as good.
What, Transylvania's? You've seen
them
all?
No, number two.
Okay.
Yeah, Hotel Transylvania?
Yeah,
one. Yeah, the second one was just... It was as good as
the first one.
I don't watch those things.
Oh, they're fine.
Todd's number three comes out in the summer.
No, they suck. Todd's got that in 4 years, taking his grandkids to movies. That's your deal, buddy.
Yeah, I'm going to assume that responsibility.
No, you're not.
Sure he will.
Yeah, I probably will.
Because after a certain age, they're fun to hang out with.
Yeah, well, I did that. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not as
I did my time and it was
anti-animation as you are.
You will be. You no. will be.
No, no one could be as anti-animation as you.
No, y'all are just wrong.
And push, push that way, too.
Yeah, y'all are wrong.
All right.
Are we that close?
I don't know. He's pimping, calling.
Fluffing somebody?
He's fluffing Todd Glass now. I can't tell. Get off the phone.
Catching up.
Yeah.
He's a Philly boy, right?
Yeah, he's a Philly boy. Mm-hmm. You're asking about that, yeah.
And he's MIA right now.
Oh.
So. Oh. What? Oh, he's a Philly boy, but he's in L.A. right now, so it's mighty early.
Yeah, but, it's a tour.
He knew it was coming
up. It's a tour. It's a tour, right?
Yeah.
All right.
So he's blowing everybody off, apparently.
As of right now,
Not just us.
So we may have him later in the show. We may not. I don't know. We'll see.
That dude used to get bored and call us from
Philadelphia.
Mom and Dad's basement.
Basement. Right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say closet, but that'd be too obvious. Because he was in one for a while.
Yeah. Busted out.
Yeah.
You guys want me to call in?
Yeah.
I'll go in the next room.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were asking.
You'd surprise me.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't need to call.
No. Okay.
Stop and visit.
If you came out, I'd be surprised.
You're right. I shouldn't have said anything. I should have done it. I just should have gone into the next room and called.
We had a comedian years ago. I love this story. What was his name? Was it Spanky? It was Spanky. Remember Spanky?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that dude, Spanky? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, this is 20 years ago. We had a pet psychic on the air with us because that's what we used to do. And she was actually in the studio, and she was crazy, but she believed it.
I have to ask.
What?
This is a psychic for your pets?
Yes.
Or your own pet psychic?
She could tell what your dog was thinking.
Okay.
What your cat was thinking.
So Spanky was here that morning. He was at the Funny Bone, and he walks out and goes in the producer's office, which was our two studios ago, and he calls in, and we were taking calls. We're taking calls from people and their pets. What's my dog thinking? People were really calling in, some of housewives, and this woman was actually telling them. And we were going, this is so brutal. But we were making fun, but being backhanded, being nice to the lady, because she was an older woman at the time.
Yeah, she could tell what your fish was thinking over the phone.
Right.
She was that amazing.
He said that he called in and goes, hey, this is Jim. I got a trouser trout. What's he thinking? She had no idea. And I could see him beyond her shoulder. No, she was on the other side. I knew it was him calling in. It was hilarious. But I remember that happening. I got a trouser trout. What's he thinking?
Well, she wasn't listening. She would just give, like all psychics, just throw in a stock answer.
Well, she had no idea what a trouser trout is either.
Obviously.
Yeah. Right.
We should bring that bit back.
No.
Get a pet psychic?
No, it's not.
Have people call in?
It's not.
I'll be your pet psychic.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I got a trouser job. What's he thinking?
Well, he's probably thinking it's kind of cramped in here. Can't breathe.
God, you're brilliant.
Please, can't breathe.
Does he?
They've kind of gone by the wayside, haven't they?
Pet psychics?
No, just psychics in general.
Trouser trouts.
There used to be, I know, like when Montel had a talk show. He would have a psychic on a regular basis.
Sylvia Brown.
Yeah.
And we had to create.
She's dead now, I think.
Yeah. And Montel was crazy. He was okay. And he's lost all credibility when you have her on.
He enjoyed it.
Yeah. They're fake. We used to have one here.
But
she was fake.
Would eat it up.
Yeah.
People do. Pornhub.
Yeah. They eat that up.
Trying to encourage women to ease their menstrual pains orgasmically by practicing self-care. They have a new campaign called F Your Period.
Well, that's what we do, right? Lay a towel down?
They saw a...
I'm sorry, Craig. I was actually looking at you.
Yeah.
And that's, we don't
when
really,
you said we.
Our towels all... We use it for different reasons.
We do.
There's blood, but yeah. It's not a period.
It's not a period. It's rectal bleeding.
You guys were having a moment, so we just stayed out. We just let you guys have it.
Like Nick said, that's rectal bleeding.
Pornhub says it launched the F Your Period campaign to, quote, help take some of the BART. I'm sorry. Help take some of the bite out of Shark Week.
First of all, who's Bart?
Some of the Bart.
Who you want? Do you want to talk about Bart, Craig?
By allowing female users free access to Pornhub Premium throughout the duration of their period.
What do they consider female-centric porn?
Stuff that's probably not hardcore.
Soft focus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, guys actually kissing the girl, making love, And they're probably pretty graphic, some of it, I'm sure.
I don't think they're right.
Romantic?
Making love?
Yeah, I don't think that that's necessarily the case.
They hold hands for a second?
No, because...
Because that's like guys telling them what they think they should like.
Well, we'll ask that. We'll ask that from women. You do read that women do enjoy more of the... I mean, they don't mind actual hardcore sex scenes, but they want it to be, like you said, soft focus, guy kissing her, making love, dinner, then sex.
I know a girl that watches porn. Mm-hmm. She likes voyeur type stuff. Like she likes to watch like she's watching someone else's life without them knowing.
Okay,
yes, you are.
Yeah. We basically are.
And you porn. They
it's
have
called amateur.
A segment of the page that says popular with women.
Right.
Right.
Well, they like a lot of women like women on women porn.
Yeah,
a lot of them do.
Mostly what it is. It's gangbang or lesbian.
All right.
Or lesbian gangbang.
A softly lit gangbang.
Oh, yeah, it's got to be softly lit.
I just put somebody on hold, and that's the first thing I hear.
A softly lit gangbang. Yes.
Hang on. Yeah. Let's get the point of view from Sally here.
Go ahead. Morning.
Hi, Shelley. Right,
the answer is lesbian porn.
Lesbian porn.
Now,
okay.
Do you have fantasies or are you bisexual?
Both.
You're bisexual. Okay, got it. All right. Do you know straight women that like lesbian porn?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
A lot of them.
I heard they do.
I'm married to a man and I watch a ton of lesbian porn.
So do you have sex with women too? Are you allowed to have sex from your husband?
I'm not doing it right now.
Okay, but you're bisexual, right?
Pardon me?
So if you guys break up, the next option could be one or another guy or a girl, right?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for calling, Sally. Appreciate it. All right. She likes lesbian porn, but then she's also gay, too. I mean, well, half gay.
Well, I like
which
lesbian
is not
porn.
Gay.
Yeah. Okay, it's bisexual. Nobody ever says half gay, do they?
No.
And that term never stuck. It was always, it's always more, it's actually a nicer word. It's called bisexual.
Just like no one says half straight. He's about half straight. Well,
I say it about puss.
Medicine Hat used to employ a term close to that.
Yeah,
but
I know,
it was generally
yeah.
used for men, and it wasn't kind.
No, it wasn't.
So everyone's bisexual. You're just an extremist one way or the other.
Okay, let's go with that.
That's how I like to look.
Tell us more.
I'm just throwing it out there.
No, it sounds like you have an announcement to make.
Oh,
you've been with a man, haven't you?
No. Not well, no, not... No,
not
one-on-one. Okay. One.
All those nights on the road.
There's been group situations where there were probably a guy or two in there. I don't know. It was dark.
Mm-hmm. It was well lit.
It wasn't lit at all. It was dark.
Yeah.
I guess if you made that announcement, it wouldn't shock me. Because you seem like an adventurous kind of guy.
Well, I think I
the way you're staring at
me. We've talked about this before.
We have talked about
this
before.
Have we?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we have actually. And then we all turn the lights down during the break.
Yeah.
Problem is we didn't have a woman that day.
Well, probably for some of us.
Yeah. You work with what you get.
Now that you mention it, I can't wait for the break.
I'm in it for the candles.
What's he thinking?
All right, so you're not one of those butches. You're more romantic?
Yeah. I'm sure I'm a romantic. Yeah.
I'm sure I am.
I'm pretty sure. I think I would be described as romantic.
I think you would be too.
Sure.
That's how Puss describes you.
That's how he describes my driving.
Romantic.
So you're a very romantic driver.
Right.
What?
That means my hand's in your crotch.
That's a romantic driver.
Our friend from Chicago checked in on the email.
Annalise?
That's her.
We have more listeners than her, but she's the one that checks in.
She likes the hardcore stuff.
Froggy?
That's all she's... That's all.
Sneaker to the back of the head?
That's all I can... I can you can read the email.
Huh?
Oh, I can't read it in its entirety.
I really wish you could, in first person.
Yes. Well, you can, Danny. Oh, it's too dirty.
You
too dirty to read. Okay. You can read in first person, Bo, if you want.
No.
You're like a sneaker to the back of the head, right?
Are you gleaning from that email that she likes the gangbang stuff?
It would seem possible,
romantic
yes.
one, though.
Yeah.
Like Nick said, romantic gangbang.
Right, a gentle gangbang.
a softly lit.
Gentle gangbang.
Gentle gangbang.
Porn.
Yeah. So if women want to have free access to Pornhub Premium throughout the duration of their period, they may do so. You are encouraged to enter your cycle details in the new FU period website, which will automatically calculate the next visit from, you know, whatever you want to call that, and grant you monthly access to the ad-free premium service of Pornhub.
That's not
That's
always
what happens when you click on.
That's not a strict schedule, though, is it? Your body varies. It's not every 20
Mine days. Does, yeah.
It's not like the moon.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Couldn't dudes do that too? Just be like, yeah, it's my cycle.
That's right.
Let's get I'm kind of bitchy this week.
Bitchy this week. I was kind of bitchy the whole month.
This week.
That's true. You could just say you're a woman.
No.
And get free porn.
You're a woman.
That shouldn't be that funny.
Right. It really should.
No.
It should not be that funny. But and apparently it is.
What
to
is
us.
The difference between the porn that we watch and premium porn?
Ads.
Yeah, but I don't even look at the ads. They don't pop up.
Yeah, whenever I see an ad, it's always like, you want to skip this? And
I do.
Yeah. And I skip it.
And
but the clicks all amount.
And I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, how much better is the stuff that you pay for?
Speaking of that real quickly, we were just looking at Sandra
Bullock
from 1993. Now, Mr. Skid had talked about this scene. She only did one sex scene in her career. Early on in her career, 1993, before Speed even, I guess.
Yeah.
I think Speed's 94. So that put her on the map. Movie called what?
I can't remember.
Well, they're in some hut, and some stud is just taking care of that. It's a pretty graphic scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do people find that?
I would imagine Sandra Bullock knew.
You'd imagine what you just typed in 7 minutes ago.
No. It was it popped in with something else I was looking at.
It's slash like, new.
Oh, hey, there's this new Sandra Bullock. Oh, all but, right. Well, look at that, too.
Yeah. Right. The Proposal?
No. It was a movie about the Anaconda. They're in the Amazon or something like that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I remember Mr. Skin telling us about it, but we were just watching the scene. It's pretty nice.
See, I always thought premium porn meant that they come to your house and act it out.
Oh, that's true. That'd be better. Yeah. That's probably more expensive.
That's what that guy on Craigslist said.
He came in to find another dude with him, and they turned the lights down.
I ran out of Bitcoin.
And you would.
I would.
Serious charges are in the works against three men in Virginia after their Lyft driver.
I pay for my porn with Vietnamese dong.
Which coincidentally is the same favorite category.
Actually, your dong pays for it more than anything else. It's the other way around.
Dong pays for dong?
You type in, that's my favorite and what I use for a currency. Good point.
All right. See, Annalise just checked back in. She was trying to goad Todd into the first person narration.
Oh, really? Some goating Todd last night.
She said that's exactly why she wrote it that way, so he would read it.
It's too hardcore, right? You can't read on the air.
Yeah.
Damn it. Yeah. Okay, we've got an MIA Todd Glass. Craig Peters and Nick Allen are here.
We may be talking to Todd.
All right.
He actually just contacted us on Twitter, so I'm trying to get a note back from him, see if we can call him.
Call him directly and tell him to be on the lamp. Tell him to sit still. All right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.